What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Sometimes just, you know, schedules don't sync up as it hits. And so I visited with John last night, and he's always choosing the best choices for the players. We're bummed. We got a lot of respect for them, and we're looking forward to it. But we'll get to see him a couple days later after that.
It's Dan Quinn, head coach of the Washington Commanders, on the joint practice being canceled due to, quote-unquote, logistical challenges, and also another quote, added strain on players. And I talked to some people who cover the team, Ed, and because logistics and added strain, to me, that's good language, because you kind of get an idea, it paints a picture as to what was really going on there. And from my understanding, the Commanders practiced super early in the morning, and yeah, they really weren't trying to move that around, which means the Ravens would have had to stay the night Wednesday and Thursday, perhaps to play against them, to have a scrimmage against them, or joint practice against them, which really would have put them would have put a strain on them. Logistics just didn't work. It was just that simple. John Harbaugh, from my understanding, just didn't feel like it was worth it with them not being able to change things around on how they practice. Their practice didn't line up with what the Ravens wanted to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's to me, it's not a big deal. I don't know what the logistical strain. It's not that far. So, I mean, usually they pick. Well, that's not true. They've done it with the Jaguars. So, I mean, it's not always a. They just did it with the Colts because they were playing here. So I don't know what the real logistic strain was. But if that's what they're saying, that's fine. But it's not that big a deal.
Oh, they practice in Ashbury?
Yeah.
Virginia?
Yep. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's certainly closer to Indianapolis or Jacksonville, Florida. So it's not that big a deal. But I mean, I like the joint practices. I think you get a lot out of them. But they had it with the Colts already. They're not going to have it against the Commanders. I was called the Redskins again. The Commanders. So no big deal. I would have liked to see it though, because I do like, and I would have gone to those. I do like those practices a lot.
I don't think it was the distance as much as it was the time the practices start.
Yeah,
and then with the time the practices start, now you're putting us in a hotel probably another night because we're not getting up and traveling at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning to come down and do a joint practice. Therefore, we're probably staying overnight, an extra night,
mm-hmm.
and you know things like that. You just don't want to do. I mean, I don't blame them. I don't. You know what I mean? I want to be on the road enough. I don't want to put an extra day on the road just to have a joint practice. Mm-hmm. I'll be fine. And the one thing I don't like is your starters aren't getting those reps now.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I don't like about it.
Yeah, and it's you mentioned the practice. They practice early. The Ravens practice late.
Right.
And apparently Lamar likes to sleep in, does not like to practice early. So they don't. That's what the word I had gotten. They practice later in the day. They have afternoon practices because it's what, you know, that's when he likes it. And they're starting to be comfortable. So that's when they do it.
Yeah, there was some like eye rolls about it early on, but now they're starting to like it.
You
to sleep in and do some things.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want early morning practice.
I would because the heat of the day. You don't want to be out there when it's 97 degrees and full pads, but I'd much rather be out in the morning, but that's how they do it.
Yeah, physically, like people say, they ask me, how do you work out when you're in work so early? Mm-hmm. That's normally when people work out. That's not when I work out. I don't want to work out early in the morning. I don't want to do anything physical. If this job were physical and we got up this morning, I'd have a problem. But because it's not, I don't really feel like doing a whole lot of physical activity that early in the morning.
I know. See, I like getting out of the way. I used to, when I could do it, when I worked normal hours, like, I'd go to the gym. I went to karate pretty much every three to 5 days a week at 7 in the morning. you know, vigorous workout, obviously. And then I'd take a shower, put on my suit, and go to work. And I was, because then I ate better during the day. I just felt better. I'd like it that way, but I can't do it now, obviously. I'd be working out at 3 a.m.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
My best workouts were when I worked what they call swing shift. I worked more of my shift, 3 p.m. to 1 a.m. I would get off work then and work out.
Yep.
And then go to bed. I loved it. I mean, it was after the day. So I would be with Lamar. I don't want to get up early in the morning and practice the football. Crazy that. Mm-hmm. My high school football coach was like that. Our practice was like 7 o'clock in the morning. I hated it. I absolutely hated it. When he took over, I was already I'm glad that I was already established because I wouldn't have impressed anybody if he did that my sophomore year. Because I'm just not I'm not at my best that early in the morning physically. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Are you concerned with maybe the starters maybe losing those reps now?
Nah. They weren't going to get many reps anyway.
I mean, in the joint practice, they would have.
No, they would have. But, I mean, they're not getting many reps preseason. They have the joint practice. They've had a game already. You know, I'd rather see them rested. They know how to play this game. I'm not all that concerned about it. Put it this way. I would have preferred the joint practice because I like them. I get a lot out of them. I think the players get a lot. I like watching them. You see the starters. Even in the drills, go. You know, I think they're effective. But frankly, nah, no big deal. And if the teams feel that, you know, they can do without, then I'm fine with it.
And for those of you, before you criticize, why couldn't the Ravens just move their practice? Well, why couldn't the Commanders? The same reason the Commanders don't want to move theirs is the reason the Ravens don't want. They get used to this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't want anything to take you out of sorts. We're used to practicing this time of day. The last thing you need is somebody to go out there and turn an ankle, do something stupid.
Yep.
And then for the criticism to be, well, you know, they're not used to practicing at this time of the day. Same reason the Commanders don't want to do it. Is the reason the Ravens don't. This is what we do. We don't want to change it. Therefore, okay, we'll cancel the joint practice. No problem. Nobody's getting upset.
No big deal.
Yeah. I'm not getting upset about it. We get it. You don't want to change the time. And I get it. You know, I think the Ravens know what they're doing in this. In as far as this is concerned, they've been doing it for a while. John Harbaugh has been doing it for a while. He has the finger on the pulse of his team. And I don't think this is what they wanted to do, practice early in the morning, get down there, or stay an extra night down. So they can be in Virginia, for goodness sakes. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What are you expecting from preseason game number 2, though, in Dallas?
I'm expecting some bubble players to I'd just like to see if someone's going to make an impact where they're going to secure themselves a spot on the 53. That's all I'm looking for because, you know, I don't believe you're going to see any of the starters. Or many.
I don't want to see any of them.
I don't either. So I think you're going to see guys on the bubble, you know, guys who would, I want to see if someone can make enough of a difference to say, oh, you know, get some attention. Because you don't get a lot of reps in these games anyway. No. But now you will because the starters won't be playing. I just want to see what happens. A guy like Rasheen Ali, I'd like to see what he can do. Because, you know, that's a crowded running back room now. So I just want to know, you know, what he's going to do. The offensive lineman, I think, secure because there's not many of them, but, you know, maybe see, you know, what some of those guys look like. I guess that's about it. Just see like, what the bubble players do to secure themselves a spot on the team.
I can't remember who said it early in the week, but I agree with him, with Rasheen Ali. It may have been Kim McCusick. A lot of teams have a Rasheen Ali. A lot of teams do, and I think running back to that position where – it's easy to find a home if you're released, but it's also very crowded as well.
Yeah.
There are a lot of talented running backs in the National Football League. They're not a special running backs in the National Football League, but talent wise, it's a lot of talented running backs.
Yeah.
I would love for him to be able to stay, but if they can't keep him, I would love for him to go out there and find a job, because there's somebody who needs one for depth or for something. They need him at least. I don't know where he can start, but I know there's some teams he can go and be a part of their depth and actually get an opportunity. I don't think he's going to get that opportunity here. Not anytime soon.
Yeah, no, not with this room.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.